Item number, SCP-92. Object class, safe. Special containment procedures. The 3,125 instances of SCP-92 are to be held in individual cases suitable for containment of non-anomalous audio compact discs,
CDs,
and stored in standard inanimate object lockers at Site 37. Each instance is to be individually numbered with a permanent marker. Testing of instances of SCP-92 are to be done in soundproof rooms. Only one instance of SCP-92 may be examined at one time. Only D-Class personnel are to listen to previously unexamined instances of SCP-92. Research proposals which involve non-D-Class personnel listening to instances of SCP-92 require written approval from Site Command. The cadaver of SCP-92-B is not currently considered anomalous, except by association, and is preserved in a morgue freezer at Site 19. Description. SCP-92 is a set of 3,125 audio CDs, each labeled
the absolute, absolute, absolute best of the fifth dimension,
and marked with the names of 31 performers who have at various times been a part of the American singer group, The Fifth Dimension. Each instance of SCP-92, when played in a standard CD player, will produce a distinct anomalous effect upon all individuals within hearing range. The anomalous phenomenon will last 74 minutes,
the duration of a standard audio CD,
during which time listeners will be unable to leave the listening range, or shut off the CD player or otherwise interrupt its function. As well, when the anomalous function finishes, all surviving listeners will engage in synchronized vocalizations in the phrase, Synchronized vocalizations have been observed in non-anglophones, pre-verbal infants and unconscious individuals, paralyzed individuals, and individuals basically incapable of speech due to laryngitis and/or brachial damage. The anomalous properties of each instance of SCP-92 are thematically and conceptually linked to the number 5 dimensions and/or members of the fifth dimension. As of 871 instances of SCP-92 have been assessed with their anomalous properties formally described. See document 92-W83 for a full list. Representative sample of documented anomalous properties of instances of SCP-92.
Instance 28. Anomalous property. Listener experienced quintuple vision for all moving objects. Instance 41. Anomalous property. Listeners' bodies exude pentagonal crystals of elemental boron, chemical element number 5. Crystals cease materializing upon conclusion of CD, but do not dematerialize. Instance 42. Anomalous properties. Listeners' bodies exude pentagonal ingots of elemental manganese, chemical element number 25. Ingots cease materializing upon conclusion of CD, but do not dematerialize. Listeners succumb to acute manganese poisoning within 24 hours. Instance 43. Anomalous properties. Listeners' bodies exude pentagonal nodules of elemental cesium, chemical element number 55. All listeners are killed by cesium burns within 8 minutes. Instance 79. Anomalous properties. Listeners become physiologically 5 years old. Instance 80. Anomalous properties. Listeners become physiologically 5 months old. Instance 81. Anomalous properties. Listeners become physiologically 5 weeks old. Instance 82. Anomalous properties. Listeners become physiologically 5 days old. Instance 87. Anomalous properties. Listeners spontaneously become 5 months pregnant. Pregnancies spontaneously miscarry upon conclusion of CDs. In initial tests, all male listeners succumb to massive internal hemorrhaging within 10 minutes, as do 3 female listeners. Surviving female listeners succumb to organ damage within 4 days. Postmortem genetic analysis shows that all fetus were identical and not related to the listener. Instance -126. Anomalous properties. Listeners experienced unbearable painful facial spasms, characterized by constant chewing and biting motions. Symptoms of trigeminal neuralgia, caused by inflammation of the 5th cranial nerve. During initial tests, all listeners battered themselves into unconsciousness against the walls of the testing chamber in an attempt to escape the pain. Instance -175. Anomalous properties. Listeners' bodies were pentasected radially, producing 5 disconnected segments, which remained alive and mobile. Instance -176. Anomalous properties. Listeners' bodies were pentasected laterally, producing 5 disconnected segments, which remained alive and mobile. Instance -177. Anomalous properties. Listeners' bodies were pentasected longitudinally, producing 5 disconnected segments which remained alive and mobile. Instance -78. Anomalous properties. Listeners' bodies were pentasected accidentally, producing 5 disconnected segments which remained alive and mobile. Instance -200. Anomalous properties. Listeners are teleported to the site of the surface of Himalaya, 5th most massive moon of Jupiter, 5th planet from the sun. Listeners are returned upon conclusion of CD, but succumb to the combined effects of hypothermia, hypoxia, and radiation poisoning within 3 hours. Requests have been made to use -200 to send exploration teams with environmental suits to Himalaya. Approval is pending. Instance -256. Anomalous properties. Listeners are converted into 2-dimensional forms. Instance -271. Anomalous properties. Listeners spontaneously lose 5 teeth each. Teeth do not regrow after conclusion of CD. Instance -272. Anomalous properties. Listeners spontaneously lose all but 5 teeth. Teeth do not regrow after CD's conclusion. Instance -273. Anomalous properties. Listeners spontaneously lose 5 fingernails each. Fingernails do not regrow after conclusion of CD. Instance -274. Anomalous properties. Listeners spontaneously lose 5 toenails each. Toenails do not regrow after CD's conclusion. Instance -278. Anomalous properties. Listeners spontaneously grow 3 extra eyes each, for a total of 5 altogether. D7714, who had lost an eye in a fight prior to entering Foundation custody, grew 4 extra eyes while listening to SCP-92-278. Instance -297. Anomalous properties. Listeners experienced topological deformations, which in their height became the circumference of their waist, and vice versa. Deformations revert at the conclusion of the CD. This appears to be an exchange between listeners' dimensions of height and dimensions of width. Instance -285. Anomalous properties. Listeners sneeze 5 times per minute for the duration of the CD. Instance -286. Anomalous properties. Listeners belch 5 times per minute for the duration of the CD. Instance -287. Anomalous properties. Listeners hiccup 5 times per minute for the duration of the CD. Instance -288. Anomalous properties. Listeners cough 5 times per minute for the duration of the CD. Instance -315. Anomalous properties. listeners find themselves within the 2010 Lars von Trier film Dimension. Although SCP-92 has been taken into Foundation custody and von Trier began production of the film in the 1980s, with the intention of continuing for 30 years. Instance 316. Anomalous Properties. Listeners find themselves within the 1993 EastEnders and Doctor Who crossover, Dimensions and Time, where they are able to interact with settings but not affect the actions of the characters. Since the two parts of Dimension and Time are only 13 minutes in total duration, the events within the episode repeat 5.69 times. Instance 397. Anomalous Properties. Listeners experience random moments in the life of Alan Shepard, the fifth man to walk on the moon. Instance 399. Anomalous Properties. Listeners experience random moments from the life of James Monroe, the fifth president of the United States. Instance 400. Anomalous Properties. Listeners experience random moments from the life of Mackenzie Bowell, the fifth prime minister of Canada. Instance 401. Anomalous Properties. Listeners experience random moments from the life of Edward Sega, the fifth prime minister of Jamaica. Instance 402. Anomalous Properties. Listeners experience random moments from the life of Chiran Singh, the fifth prime minister of India. Instance 403. Anomalous Properties. Listeners experience random moments in the life of Helen Hayes, the fifth winner of the Academy Award for Best Actress. Instance 466. Anomalous Properties. Listeners are physically transformed into members of the original lineup of the fifth dimension, as they were at the time of the group's establishment in 1966. Instance 467. Anomalous Properties. Listeners are physically transformed into members of the original lineup of the fifth dimension, but as they were in the original group photo dissolution of 1975. Instance 468. Anomalous Properties. Listeners are physically transformed into members of the original lineup of the fifth dimension, as they were at the original group's reunion in 1990. Instance 469. Anomalous Properties. Listeners are physically transformed into members of the original lineup of the fifth dimension, as they were today. Listeners who transform into Ron Townsend, 1933 through 2001, resume their normal functions after conclusion of the CD, but do not resurrect.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When an instance of SCP-92 is inserted into a CD drive of a personal computer, its files can be accessed without triggering the anomalous effects. Examination of the files indicate that each CD has different content. All content is audio material by or pertaining to the fifth dimension and its individual members. In addition, all known commercially released songs, files containing live performances, practice sessions, auditions, media interviews, and personal conversations. Acquisition log. On May 5th, an unidentified man, henceforth SCP-92-B, carrying two suitcases, approached the front guard at Site 19 and stated he wished to surrender himself and his anomalous creations to the Foundation custody. The contents of his suitcase were confiscated and classified as SCP-92. SCP-92-B was transferred to Site 37 for interrogation. During interrogation, SCP-92-B revealed the thematic connections, 5 dimensions, and the fifth dimension between all instances of SCP-92, and then committed suicide. Accessing restricted files. audio captured from the front gate of Site 19. Guard. Sir, this is private property. You can't just go waltzing. SCP-92-B. This is a secret foundation site, right? You really can't come in here, sir. You're the SCP Foundation, and I'm a failure. Excuse me, what was that, sir? You're the SCP Foundation, and I'm a failure. I thought I was clever, but I'm not. I'm stupid, boring, neurotechy hack who just thinks the money and cheap puns who can't even place a talented inspiration. I'm tasteless, I'm dull, I'm incompetent, and I have no sense of style. The only reason I'm not an art criminal is that nothing I've ever made ever comes close to being considered art. You can secure me, you can contain me, but no one will protect me. No one can protect me. Please take me and my anomalous garbage into custody. At this point, guards were summoned for backup. SCP-92 repeated this statement verbatim until he was taken into custody. Video log of SCP-92-B's interrogation session number 2. Interviewer. Yes, we understand about the fiveness. Thank you. That's been most helpful. But we were also wondering what you could tell us about how you made these. SCP-92-B. I just wanted to be cool, you know? I really did. I thought, I had my inheritance and my collection, and there was all this estate and the abandoned museum, and there was so much, there was stuff to go through. And so much of the stuff went together, and it wasn't that tough. And look, my ideas were better than yours. They were. I know they were. No, they're not. Nobody is impressed with stupid wordplay. It's not even good wordplay. It's a kindergarten-level Perona maze. Oh, look. 5 dimensions. What other things can you think of that come in fives? I'm worthless. Oh, God, I'm worthless. Better than my ideas? There's no deeper meaning to what I just said. There's no deeper meaning to what I said. It's all just superficial, Potemkin village crap-pumping imitation ish river of human achievement. It's Stein's Oakland, and I don't even understand those illusions. I'm an unimaginable wannabe. I'm boring. I'm a useless hack with no imagination. I've wasted and ruined miracles. I've squandered so much raw material that people could have done so much more with what I had. I'm just not cool. I never will be. I'm really sorry about the mess I made. These aren't my arms. At this point, SCP-92-B seizes its own head with both hands and ripped off its neck, killing himself instantly.